the intelligence community was the focus of today's hearing before the 9/11 Commission. There were references to Humpty Dumpty, to Alice in Wonderland, sprinkled in with strong criticism of the way the country goes about gathering intelligence.
CIA Director George Tenet and FBI Director Robert Mueller testified. They responded to questions about intelligence failures prior to the attacks of September 11th, and also about ways to reform the counterterrorism and intelligence wings of the government. We'll hear excerpts of today's testimony and talk about its implications.
First, George Tenet, in his second public appearance before the commission in 3 weeks, said that in 1997 he took over a CIA that was in disarray, that faced an erosion of resources and people, at the same time that threats were growing more complex and dangerous. Tenet called the intelligence on al-Qaeda before 9/11 clear and direct, but he admitted we made mistakes.
We lacked a government-wide capability to integrate foreign and domestic knowledge, data, operations, and analysis. Warning is not good enough without the structure to put it into action. We all understood bin Laden's attempt to strike the homeland, but we never translated this knowledge into an effective defense of the country. Doing so would have complicated the terrorist calculation of the difficulty in succeeding in a vast open society in effect was unprotected on September 11th. During periods of heightened threat, we undertook smart, disciplined actions, but ultimately all of us must acknowledge that we did not have the data, the span of control, the redundancy, the fusion, or the laws in place to give us the chance to compensate for the mistakes that will always be made in any human endeavor. This is not a clinical excuse. 3,000 people died. No matter how hard we worked or how desperately we tried, it was not enough. The victims and the families of 9/11 deserve better.
Tenet predicted it would be another 5 years before the country would have the clandestine service it needs, which prompted Commission Chairman Thomas Kane to say, "I wonder whether we have 5 years." Commissioner John Layman, a Republican and former Secretary of the Navy, started with praise for Tenet's performance at the CIA, but that admiration turned to criticism of what Layman called the CIA's smugness and arrogance toward deep reform. Layman mentioned the 9/11 Commission staff report released this morning.
It was a damning evaluation of a system that is broken, that doesn't function. And all I have to do is reread the PDB, which the agency resisted so strongly our declassifying. And the key line is, we have not been able to corroborate some of the more sensational threat reporting, like the intention of bin Laden to hijack U.S. aircraft. All the king's horses and all the king's men in CIA could not corroborate what turned out to be true, and told the President of the United States almost a month before the attack that they couldn't corroborate these reports. That's an institutional failure. And I'm here to tell you, and I'm sure you've heard it before, there is a train coming down the track. There are going to be very real changes made.
Tenet shook his head and frowned throughout Layman's comments. He went on to warn the commission about creating a new CIA structure that would create still more problems.
Yeah, of course. We need more change. Of course. I think, you know, if I can tell you, if I've failed or made a mistake, I've been evolutionary in terms of the community. Maybe I should have been more revolutionary. I sit back at night and look at a war in Iraq, a war on terrorism, conflict in Afghanistan, and all the things I have to do and recognize, you know, no single human being can do all these things. I understand that. So maybe some structure is required. But I would also urge the commission, and I will come back to you formally, to take a look at some significant things that have happened in the management of the community, of our resources, of our people, of our collection, of our training, of our education, because they are building blocks that, quite frankly, I'm proud of.
Commissioner Tim Romer, former Democratic congressman from Indiana, asked Tenet about the case of Zacharias Moussaoui. He's the suspected Muslim extremist who was arrested in Minneapolis just weeks before the 9/11 attacks after he behaved suspiciously at a flight school. He's the so-called 20th hijacker. Romer seemed to catch Tenet off guard when he asked if Tenet shared that information about Moussaoui's arrest with President Bush.
You're briefing the president from August 6th on.
I didn't see the president. I was not in briefings with him during this time. He was on vacation.
You didn't
I was
see
here.
The president between August 6th, 2001, and September 10th?
I, Well, no, before, saw him after Labor Day, to be sure.
So you saw him September 4th at the principal's meeting?
He was not at the principal's meeting.
Well, you don't
Condoleezza
see him.
Rice, Condoleezza, I saw him in this time frame, to be sure.
Okay, I'm just confused. You see him on August 6th with the PDB?
No, I do not, sir. I'm not there.
Okay, you're not there. When do you see him in August?
I don't believe I do.
You don't see the President of the United States once in the month of August?
He's in Texas, and I'm either here or on leave for some of that time, so I'm not here.
So who's briefing him on the PDBs?
The briefer himself. We have a presidential briefer.
So, but you never get on the phone or in any kind of conference with him to talk at this level of high chatter and huge warnings during the spring and summer to talk to him through the whole month of August?
We talked to him directly throughout the spring and early summer almost every day.
But not in August.
In this time period, I'm not talking to him, no.
Does he ever say to Dr. Rice or somebody else, I want to talk to Tenet? Tenet is a guy that knows this situation, has been briefing me all through the spring and the summer. Tenet understands this stuff. His hair's been on fire. He's been worried about this stuff. Is that ever asked, or are you ever called on to?
I don't have a recollection of being called, Mr. Romer, but I'm sure that if I wanted to make a phone call because I had my hair on fire, I would have picked up the phone and talked to the president.
It's just never made.
No.
Later today, a CIA spokesman said that Tenet, quote, just forgot that he did in fact brief the president in Texas on August 17, 2001, but not about Moussaoui. Tenet said he didn't learn of Moussaoui's arrest until a week or so later. The CIA says Tenet also forgot about another briefing with the president on August 31st. Another commission member, Jim Thompson, former Republican governor of Illinois, prodded Tenet on the question of reform.
Is there any reason why the domestic intelligence functions of the FBI could not be placed under the CIA?
Lots of good historical reasons, lots of privacy reasons, just lots of reasons, sir. I think that this is not appropriate. I would not want to be in a position where the DCI, given our statutory framework, our laws, our privacy, our history, I don't think it's appropriate.
Why is
the last question, Commissioner?
Why is privacy more of a concern under the CIA than it would be under the FBI?
Well, sir, since I don't want to be flip about this, since we operate almost extensively in an overseas environment, mm-hmm. we operate with a certain degree of impunity with regards to other countries' laws.
CIA Director George Tenet. Later in the day, it was FBI Director Robert Mueller's turn. The main question the commission wanted him to answer: could he fix the problems with the FBI? Chairman Thomas Kane read from the committee's report about some of the problems facing the Bureau.
At every office we visited, we heard there were not enough surveillance personnel to cover the request to conduct live physical surveillance of identified terrorist suspects. Again, we heard from many analysts who complained they were able to do little actual analysis because they continued to be assigned menial tasks, including covering the phones at reception desks and emptying the office trash bins. Again, agent after agent told us that the primary way information gets shared is through personal relationships. There does not appear to be any recognition that this system fails in the absence of good personal relationships. And I guess just one more. We found there is no national strategy for sharing information to counter terrorism. Now, that's from our report that was read just prior to your appearance. And I guess my overall question is still, can you fix it?
Well, in response to the question, I think we can and are fixing what has been wrong with the FBI. And I can speak only for the FBI. I don't want to speak any broader than that because we've got to put our house in order. And I think we are putting our house in order. I will tell you that I think the staff did a very good job in their report, but indeed it was a snapshot in time. And it was a snapshot in time in six field offices some time ago. And I'll tell you, the change cannot be done overnight. Transitions take time.
That's FBI Director Robert Mueller testifying today before the 9/11 Commission.